True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, tomorrow is Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
Yeah, every day is that for me.
So let's go ahead and salute the refrigerator, a device that allows your food to go bad slower. And expire slower. Thank you for that.
That's everything in life. That's like exercise is so you can die slower.
Now, if you don't see me or hear from me in the next couple of days, send somebody after me when I'm cleaning out my refrigerator.
Because you ate the fuzzy thing in the back.
You got to be really messed up to eat the fuzzy thing.
I am really kind of a refrigerator snob in some ways. If I come over to your house, I will kind of judge the way your refrigerator looks. Like with Cato, I know I'm good with him.
There's nothing in mine.
Yeah. Cato's refrigerator is like going to Lowe's and just opening up a refrigerator.
Yeah. except it's plugged in and on. I'm paying for the power and there's nothing in it.
That's the only difference.
There's nothing in it.
And I, you know, initially I thought the Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day was not a well-placed holiday.
Yeah, it's good actually.
But yeah, I was thinking, you know, you'd want to clean out your refrigerator after Thanksgiving. But if you think about it, if you clean out before Thanksgiving, you got a lot more room for all the stuff you're bringing in to make Thanksgiving dinner.
That's literally why they have it right now.
Is it?
It's so that when you have all these leftovers at Thanksgiving, you'll have a place to put them instead of that fuzzy thing that's in the back right now.
I need to teach my sister this because when our family shows up, I've got the banana pudding. I go to her fridge and there's no room.
Yeah.
Nothing. I had to go downstairs. It's just slam full. And I mean, all my friends, their fridges are slam full. And I'm like, when do y'all eat at home?
I think two refrigerators is pretty common for a lot of people now.
John and I were just talking. That's peak adulthood right there. Like, that's our game plan in life. We want a garage freezer, and then we feel like we've made it.
Yeah. And that is kind of cool.
I have a garage fridge and a garage freezer.
Yeah, okay.
You need the fridge for the beer.
Y'all just bragging. All right.
You know, I don't have a garage, so.
You know, as far as that moldy thing that is in the refrigerator, if you have to comb your, you know, stuff in your refrigerator...
feather it back.
That ain't good. Your refrigerator is far too gone when that happens. But there's nothing like going over to some friend's house and, hey, make yourself at home, go grab something to drink. And you open it up, and then there's that stench or that smell of the refrigerator. And, like, I don't even know if I want to drink this soda because it's got those, you know, smelly cooties all around it from that meatloaf that's been in there for 7 days.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
seven days.
And your Dr. Pepper
is longer than seven.
It don't taste the same because it's got that little funky smell.
It's nurse practitioner pepper.
What?
It's not Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long way to go for that.
Okay, so I know Cato's is clean. Tom, I've been in your fridge before because we are fridge friends. If I come over to your house, I don't even have to ask. I'll open up your refrigerator. Now, since you've had teenagers, has it changed any?
No, my wife really keeps our fridge nice and clean. She goes through at least weekly and tosses everything.
When you say clean, you mean you got all the condiments out that expired last year? Because there's nothing expired in my fridge either.
We don't have anything that makes it smell bad.
Okay, but you do have expired stuff in there, because you've self-admitted that.
I don't even believe in expiration dates on condiments. I mean, I'm not going to eat some fish that's old, but if I got some ketchup in the fridge, I'll still eat it.
You know, I have to kind of agree. You think about even the packs that are at the restaurants and stuff. Like, how long do they last? Because
they're not open.
I bring some home, and I'm like, it doesn't have a date on it. And I'm like, I don't even know how old this is, but you open it up, and it seems good.
Well, I will say, unfortunately, a lot of the sauces don't last. Like honey mustard, like barbecue sauce, some of those go bad awfully quick in those little cellophane.
Yeah.
Or the ones that are the plastic bottom and the peel-off lid.
Mm-hmm.
We find, like, I know the honey mustard, it turns dark brown after a little while, and it's not originally that
color.
That's
brown mustard, honey.
Yeah, that's just Dijon.
So, Tori, I'm not seeing your refrigerator, but I'm kind of curious if you keep it clean.
Oh, yeah. Go in there probably once a week, wipe down the shelves and everything, because it drives me crazy. Wow.
There's nothing worse, like in the jelly section of your refrigerator and the jar sticks to it. And
get yes.
It out. I don't like that feeling either.
Now I'm starting to wonder about your fridge.
Well, I mean, there's sticky stuff that gets in there.
Like, wow. Yeah. How does jelly get on your shelf?
Well, because I don't know. I got kids, I guess. And they're sitting in a jelly jar on their toast. Jelly. Well, like, how to get it stuck on the bottom? But if you need 2 men in a truck to actually help you clean out your refrigerator, that's a problem. It's a problem.
I'll go to a friend's house and they've cooked for the whole week for the family. And I'll go over there and I'm like, you clean out your fridge? And I'll get all these leftovers taken home.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. They're like, we're tired of eating that. Take it. I'm like, how old is it? 3 days ago. I'm like, you're good. I'll take it.
You're a leftover. You're not a snob when it comes to leftovers,
gosh, no.
Are you?
I'll take Kroger. I'll go to restaurants and my friends just put all their leftovers in my box.
For me, I can't, like, if a leftover, I can eat maybe the thing that I ate the day before. But if it's 3 days old, I'm cautious.
Well, I eat them in the order I received them.
And you're trusting your friends to tell you the truth.
Well, yeah, and I trust them, but I'm like,
they
if I go
like,
out to
we
eat,
need to get rid of this crap. Tell Kato it's not that old. Yeah.
I won't go past 7 days, and it depends on what it is. I'm not big on reheated fish, and even sometimes burgers don't taste good reheated.
Dude, I'm such a yard dog. If it's in there and it doesn't stink, I'm going to eat it.
Oh, I'm going to eat it. It's just not as good as fresh.
Well, National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, we celebrate with a refrigerator Christmas tree. It's just some old pot roast.
Ew.
We just got to decorate the tree now in the refrigerator.
Gross.
We celebrate a little bit different.
Gross. What's the star?
Give it time.
It'll grow.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
So this is probably one of the creepier things I've seen come out of the AI camp so far. I don't know if you guys saw it, but an AI startup in Los Angeles just released an app that's going to let you communicate with your loved ones after they die.
Uh-huh. No. I heard some of it.
Here's how it works.
Yeah.
You can train this AI on as little as 3 minutes of video from your loved one. And most people have a lot more than that now. You could just go through your phone and find as much as you can of this person.
Mm-hmm.
Train the AI with it.
Yeah.
And then it will create a realistic version of them on your phone that you can communicate with forever.
This is going to be everywhere.
I don't know. I think some people are creeped out by it. Some people will like it.
When your granny or your mom or dad pass away or whatever, you know what? You're going to be wanting that. Because a lot of people, they save their phone conversations and stuff, like, or messages. And you have the video of that. It's like, I want to hear mom's voice again.
Yeah, I have voicemails from my grandma, and I saved them for this reason. And it's been years, and I still can't even get myself to listen to them. So,
would you do this? Would you train the AI with it? And then all of a sudden, you got your grandma on the phone, and she's talking to you.
I don't see. That's what I really don't know. I don't know if it would just reopen those wounds or if it would heal anything.
Listen to a little example of it right there. Just go ahead and play. I listened to it this morning a little bit. Oh, I didn't play that one. That one may not be good.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Okay.
It's a commercial.
He's getting bigger. See?
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Kicking like crazy.
He's listening. Put your hand on your tummy and hum to him. You used to love that.
Oh, my.
It feels like he's dancing in there.
Oh, honey.
Mom, would you tell Charlie that bedtime story you always used to tell me?
Once upon a time, there was a baby unicorn who didn't know he knew how to fly.
What's so crazy is that it's got a video of the grandma talking.
Okay, here's what that needs to be. A horror movie.
It does, right?
Because honestly, hearing it and not seeing it, it feels very like, in a world, bum, 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 and then it turns.
Watching it is like a horror movie, too. And it shows the kid going to school, talking to his grandma on the phone, and you know something evil's going to get in there, and the grandma's going to start saying evil stuff.
And you think about it, too. It's like, you know, you have grandma tell that story, and it's like, I thought grandma died 4 years ago.
It may mess up some kid.
Yeah.
You know, I can hear my dad now, though. Boy, I'll pop you, go to your room.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd still probably get in trouble.
Right. Would you want that?
No, I don't want to talk to.
I don't think I want it either. I think part of the natural progression of grief is to have the memories fade and you save some fond ones in your mind and those are what you remember, not to have some computer version of your mom or your grandparent there talking to you. Yeah.
And what happens if it gets hacked? Maybe that's the horror movie version.
Well, that's part of it, sure. And maybe instead of by demons, it gets hacked by, you know, hackers.
Yeah, it's like, okay, now what you're going to do is go play in traffic, little Timmy.
Or, honey, go to your ATM machine and type in the following things. Transfer your money. I mean, it's definitely pretty creepy.
And you say that as a joke, but people fall for scams.
Oh, yeah. I just saw one on social media. Mom. It was like an 80-year-old man who was at a Bitcoin ATM. And he had put $60,000 in it because he thought he was on the phone with Chase Bank, but it was hackers. Oh, and the cop actually comes up and gets on the phone and says, who is this? And they're like, please let us speak to so-and-so. And he's like, no, he's not putting any more money in. This man had put in a significant amount of his life savings into hackers' account because they called him and said they were the bank and he was about to get in trouble.
Oh, wow.
And he was scared and he was
so
old.
Sad.
So imagine if it gets into this kind of stuff and you got your grandma telling you to do it. It totally freaked people out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reaction so far has been a lot of no way, but then there are some people who see it as a positive thing.
Yeah, like with that commercial alone, just her sitting there with her kid in a lap and grandma, tell the story that you used to tell, or mom, tell the story you used to tell me at bedtime.
Yeah.
It's just super creepy.
But then some people look at it and say, oh, it's super cool. Since mom can't be here, now she can still read my son a story.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I still think that's going to mess the kids up.
I don't know. Imagine what it's teaching them, too, about relationships, that they don't have to be real. They can just be computer.
It's going
to
be like they do with video games. It's like, okay, we lost our life here. We get an extra life. It's like, you know, you die in the video games. Like, oh, well, I got two more lives to go.
Coming back as Mario.
It'd be more than two because you'll just pay for a new one every time.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I have never done this ever in my whole life, but I'm going to go ahead and do it this weekend. My whole life I've never done this. I'm going to put up my Christmas tree before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead, pull the trigger, and do it. I'm going to do the whole nine yards because it makes Christmas season a lot longer at that point. Yeah. I know a lot of people complain about that, but I'm going to do it.
You go right ahead. You go ahead and put your tree up. I'm already drunk for St. Patrick's Day. It's okay.
And I don't think anyone's going to complain about what you do in your house.
Yeah, well,
I think you're okay.
Yeah, I already see some Christmas stuff out and decorations in the yards.
My neighbors are great. They have that little thing that flashes up on the wall, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like the little projector.
Yeah.
Thank you. And they had it up for Halloween. The day after Halloween, they switched it to reindeer.
Oh, that was fast.
They so convenient.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well.
I love it.
Okay.
I don't know, you could have had like a pumpkin spice up there or something.
Nice little latte.
Yeah.
My neighbors got their professional people to come and put lights on their house.
Yeah, that's a thing now.
Yeah.
I mean, I see where people pay several hundred dollars to have their Christmas lights put up.
Yeah, back in our day, we just used to risk our own lives to put it up.
Yeah, you crawl up there on the roof.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know someone that families and businesses will pay him and his company to come and decorate their entire homes or businesses with multiple trees, lights, everything.
I ain't got that kind of money.
I don't either. And I see people doing it, and I'm like, I thought we were all struggling right now. But then some people look like they're doing all right.
Yeah, I think it's that thing of like you struggle so much that you're like, whatever, I don't have money either way, so might as well blow it.
I think it's so great because, like, you know, if kids complain about, you know, decorations, like, I just go look the neighbor's yard. It's Christmassy over there.
You know, you just reminded me, I put my tree up last night.
Aww.
Did you really?
You beat Hawk.
It's a little ceramic tree that's got the little color lights all around it and the star, and I did pull it out and turn it on last night.
All right, real quick, though, how many Christmas trees are you going to display this year?
That will be the only one.
Is it really? Okay. 40% of people plan on displaying three or more trees this Christmas season.
Full size?
Yeah.
Or just...
Yeah,
man.
They'll put one like in the living room and one in the main room, mm-hmm. and they'll have maybe a little smaller one in the kitchen or something.
That is a different tax bracket than
me. Me too. I put one up in the front room where the window is so everyone can see it from outside, and then I got my presents in front of it, and that's where we don't have multiple trees.
Well, it's hard enough to, if I've got a fake tree, so you got to put the three or four things together, then you got to drag all the decorations out, and that takes forever. Mm-hmm. I think it's faster to put the ornaments on than put them back, because you're getting them out of the box. You're throwing the box, you know, the ornaments on, and then you, like, just don't even pack them back up, really, and you hang them on the tree. So it takes a lot longer to wrap everything up and clean up the Christmas
stuff. I disagree, because when you're taking them off, you don't have to put each one on the branch.
But when you take the decorations off, you're putting it back in the box and keeping it in the box. That's what takes up
the time. You just put an ornament box out, and as you take one off, you drop it in, you take one off. I don't even take the little hangy things off.
I've got the original ornament box that I put them back
in. That's what we do. It's like a 12-carton thing where you just 12 slots.
No.
That's not what he's talking about.
If pre-lit is a thing, why is pre-decorated not a thing? I want a tree that I press a button and it springs open and it's decorated, the lights are on it, the angel's on top, and I'm done.
I saw a family who, they have a hardwood floor, and they literally have it so that they slide the floor out and lift the tree up from the basement every year, and they don't have to change anything.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so they say 10% will add more trees than previous years. 27% plan two trees in their house. And then 51%, most people will just be putting up one Christmas tree this season. Living room is the lead decoration location for your Christmas stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah, because that's where you are living, obviously. And then dining room. 46% of people put their Christmas stuff up in the dining room.
Technically, that's where ours is, because that's the room that has the little bay window in the front. So it just, we slide the table back and make room.
And most people don't even eat at the dining room table.
I know.
So
we probably use that room three times in our lives for eating.
And 40% deck the halls. They do their hallways with Christmas ornaments and stuff like that.
It's a big haul.
Yeah. People now spend 52% more time and money on Christmas decorating than they did 10 years ago.
Trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
My wife spends a lot of money on that crap. I'm always like, well, you got stuff from last year, just use it.
Okay. And I'm in the 18% that are going to put their trees up before November ends.
I'm putting mine up today, so I'm with you.
Are you really going to go with it?
Yeah, heck yeah. I'm so excited.
If you start early, you can do one ornament at a day.
Yeah, that's true.
And then by Christmas, you'll have it completely decorated.
Yeah, that's true.
And keep in mind, you don't have to put ornaments, whatever's against the wall.
So if
you put it against the wall or in a corner of a room, you ain't got to decorate none in the back.
You turn my Christmas tree around, and it looks plain.
It's bare. No lights.
Well, you better hurry, because my wife got one of those advent calendar things that has chocolate in each one.
Uh-huh.
And according to our calendar, it's 4 days until Christmas.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
We've been talking a lot about Thanksgiving for some reason. I don't know why, but there's some things you need to know about Thanksgiving. One rule of thumb I'm going to help you with. There is one thing that you absolutely should not do at Thanksgiving. And you might be a little surprised about this, but they say the one faux pas that you can make, the big mistake that you can make at Thanksgiving is changing something up or trying a new way of doing something.
Oh, yeah. You've seen the memes. Like, if you're trying to learn a new recipe for Thanksgiving, don't.
For Thanksgiving. If you want to do that, try it out ahead of time.
Yeah. Right.
You don't
make
a major change and debut it on the big day and hope it goes well. You should have tried it ahead of time to make sure that people actually liked your new au gratin beer potatoes or whatever it is that you decided to make this year.
Okay, but what if you got your old casserole and your new casserole and you tell everybody, you might even want to label it like, this is a new recipe I'm trying. You can try it if you want to.
You could do that, but wouldn't it be smarter to have just tried it at a meal earlier to see if people liked it or not?
Well, to be honest, with the prices of groceries, people can't do that. So you got to try it one time.
Well, most of the time you don't have all your relatives coming over at once, so you don't have that. You're saying try it out on your family.
Right.
The people that's closest to you first to say, hey, should we try this at the big meal?
Y'all suffer first, and then we'll find out if it's good.
Yeah, we got the new Liederkranz mac and cheese.
Okay.
Which, if you've never had Liederkranz, it smells like death. My mom made a Liederkranz quiche one time, and we had ended up trying to feed it to the neighbor's dog, and it wouldn't eat it. If a dog won't eat it, that's bad, right? So you don't want to try this out on Thanksgiving. Don't surprise your relatives and your family with a dish that you haven't tested. That is a big mistake you can make.
Yeah, try it out on your church, hot potluck. See how it goes there.
But do you ever change up your menu for Thanksgiving? Because we're pretty much the same thing every Thanksgiving, and the same people bring that same dish every year.
But it's a tradition, and it's not like you're having to suffer through a lot of it. I mean, you're like, okay, we know what we're going to get on Thanksgiving. Right. The reason this got brought up is that one of our friends had a neighborhood that invited them over for Thanksgiving last year, and the grandma wanted to try turkey in a crock pot.
Oh,
it didn't apparently work out well. And the person that I know that went to this was very fortunate. They had stopped by another relative's house earlier and had some food so that when they got there, they weren't depending on that as their meal.
But have you had the turkey and dressing in the crock pot?
No. Oh,
that's good.
I don't think I want that. I like my turkey to have little crispy parts to it.
You shred the turkey up like the chicken, shredded chicken, and then you put the dressing in there, and it's all mixed together.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Put some gravy on top.
And it doesn't take it takes the stress out of cooking it.
Right.
Yeah. My mom does that a lot of times with chicken.
Yeah,
chicken.
Of course. Yeah.
And the nastiness, too. The idea of shoving my hand up that bird, I just don't think I'll ever be able to do that.
Really? Wow.
That's like a real adult thing.
That's my favorite part.
That doesn't surprise me.
You got to get the giblet bag out.
It's like, let me check that prostate. Turkey. Gobble, gobble.
What's gross is when grandma brings the turkey out all looking pretty, and there's that bag still hanging up inside.
You're like, okay, microplastics for everyone.
It's a colostomy bag is what that is.
Oh, gross.
Ew.
Okay. Well, you can take our advice or not on this, but really and truly, it makes sense to try it beforehand instead of surprising everyone with a new dish.
Or just don't bring it. Bring your regular dish that you brought last year.
Yep,
if not, just bring a bag of ice.
The one that everyone likes and compliments you on.
Well, and if you are that person that has to bring the ice or the sodas, they didn't like your dish last year. It's like, Gladys, you just bring some sodas or pick up some ice on your way here.
You know what? How about some napkins?
Potato chips.
And that family member, you don't know if they're actually going to show up.
Yeah.
You just tell them to bring something extra that you already got.
Right. That way, if they don't show up, it doesn't matter.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
When you're stuffing your face full of stuffing, that Thanksgiving dinner can average over 5,000 calories.
How long will it take to work that off?
We've calculated it down to the minute with the all-new workout routine, Turkey Training.
Let's see. To work off Thanksgiving dinner, I need to swim for 6 hours and 41 minutes?
Turkey Training will get you back to your Wednesday before Thanksgiving weight.
I've been running for 3 hours. Only 5 more hours and 21 minutes left.
I just rode my bicycle for 9.5 hours. The extra mashed potatoes were totally worth it.
Turkey Training. Give thanks by burning calories.
I'm gonna go for a walk to work off this turkey dinner. See you in a few days.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.